from Simon & Schuster Audio.
Everyone Brave is Forgiven by Chris Cleave. Read by Luke Thompson. Part 1. Preservation. War was declared at 11:15 and Mary North signed up at noon. She did it at lunch, before telegrams came, in case her mother said no. She left finishing school unfinished. Skiing down from Mont Choisy, she ditched her equipment at the foot of the slope and telegraphed the War Office from Lausanne. 19 hours later, she reached St Pancras in clouds of steam, still wearing her alpine sweater. The train's whistle screamed. London, then. It was a city in love with beginnings. She went straight to the War Office. The ink still smelled of salt on the map they issued her. She rushed across town to her assignment, desperate not to miss a minute of the war, but anxious she already had. As she ran through Trafalgar Square, waving for a taxi, the pigeons flew up before her, and their clacking wings were 1,000 knives tapped against claret glasses, praying silence. Any moment now it would start, this dreaded and wonderful thing, and could never be won without her. What was war, after all, but morale in helmets and jeeps? And what was morale, if not 100 million little conversations, the sum of which might leave men brave enough to advance? The true heart of war was small talk, in which Mary was wonderfully expert. The morning matched her mood, without cloud or equivalence in memory. In London, under lucent skies, 10,000 young women were hurrying to their new positions, on orders from Whitehall, from chambers unknowable in the old marble heart of the beast. Mary joined gladly the great flow of the willing. The War Office had given no further details, and this was a good sign. They would make her a liaison, or an attaché to a general staff. All the speaking parts went to girls of good family. It was even rumoured that they needed spies, which appealed most of all, since one might be oneself twice over. Mary flagged down a cab and showed her map to the driver. He held it at arm's length, squinting at the scrawled red cross that marked where she was to report. She found him unbearably slow.
"This big building? In Hawley Street?"
"Yes," said Mary, "as quick as you like."
"It's Hawley Street School, isn't it?"
"I shouldn't think so. I'm to report for war work, you see."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?